The music of today is helping to tell the story of Akron's past. The Akron Heritage Music Project brought together storytellers and local musicians to tell the city's rich history in a podcast. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about the year-long project. One of the first episodes of the Akron Heritage Music Project is about the city's vibrant jazz scene on Howard Street.
It was the African-American community in the 30s, 40s, 50s, probably the 60s. And before the freeways came in and just knocked down all the neighborhoods, that was the place to go. I believe Duke Ellington stayed at the Mather Hotel, Cab Calloway, Ella Fitzgerald, all these great African-American artists would perform in that Howard Street area in Akron.
That's Kevin Richards, whose nonprofit arts education group, Roots of American Music, got the idea for the podcast. He says they got $35,000 in matching funds from the Knight Arts Challenge and the GAR Foundation. The plan was to spend 2 years recording 8 interviews and concerts at historical sites throughout the city. But the pandemic forced them to scale it back to live-streamed events, all at Akron Recording Company's studio. For the episode about jazz, musician Theron Brown reflected on legendary Akron saxophonist Jimmy Knoll, who died in 2019 at age 91.
Right before he passed, we were able to get him to play a gig with us. I mean, every note he played, it was different. It was seasoned. You hear the air and the breath, it's like, oh yeah, this is coming from a different place. You know, he didn't even talk much when we got together, but when we played, that's when you could feel it. It's like, oh yeah, it lived here, and he's speaking that to us right now.
For the live stream concert, Akron trumpeter Tommy Lehman wrote a piece in memory of Knoll, performed by Lehman's quintet. Native recording engineer Clint Holly hosted the episodes and had a hand in narrowing down the topics.
The founding of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, happened at the Cyberlean Stan Hewitt Hall. That one was a lot of fun.
My name's Skip Stone. I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. I've been sober for 6,669 days today. My program of recovery, which was Alcoholics Anonymous, was started in Akron, Ohio. The first date, the date of its founding goes back to June 10th, 1935. My own personal opinion on some of this is I think God just got tired of dealing with alcoholics personally. He'd been dealing with them for centuries. And he finally said, I'm done, you guys. Like all good alcoholics, we wear people out. And I think the alcoholics in general had just worn God out. And he said, you two guys are going to do this, and I'm going to show you how to do it.
The music paired with that episode is from local Celtic band the Bog Trotters, who wrote a song through the voice of an alcoholic who found AA.
A wise man came and talked to me one day. By the rubber plant in Akron, USA. He knew my misery. Been in the gutter just like me, hanging with his secret friend, the bottle. Bill W. said the meetings are the key. There is no shame in telling us your story. We were sick of getting lit. We swore that we would quit, say goodbye to alcohol forever.
So Journer Truth, the famous suffragette, had made a speech in Akron, Ohio, famously referred to as the I Am a Woman speech. There's an African-American artist in Texas making quilts about African-American suffragettes, and there was an exhibition of those in Texas. And we talked to those women that made those quilts because this idea from the 1800s has trickled down to the way they feel today.
I'm Sharon Mooney. I have been quilting, I feel like, all my life. Even though Sojourner Truth gave her speech at that convention, she was not really encouraged to do that. there was pushback from everywhere. I think one of the quilts talk about the naysayers and the triple threat, how right. African-American women really had no rights. They had no rights in the home. They had no rights in public. And then you have the white women also against them, as well as the men and the general public. And that is why I think exhibit is so important, because it kind of touches on every aspect of what it took to get to African Americans really even have women, especially even having a voice.
For that episode, a group of local female musicians performed, including Liz Bullock, who wrote a song inspired by a black woman she met while performing in Cleveland.
My father taught us to know our roots. I've embraced my African heritage. Since my youth, I take it with me everywhere I go. I've been helping people my whole life. I know my roots and I take pride in my story. And this one is mine.
I thought the reading, writing, and Route 21 episode was just killer. You know, the story of people coming from West Virginia and Kentucky to take jobs in the teens 100 years ago in Akron. I think that's an amazing story that so many people came to Akron in a 10-year period that they would rent beds out by the half day. And a coal miner might sleep for 8 hours, get out of bed, and go down in the mine while another coal miner jumped in his bed and he slept for the next shift. I mean, that's how many people came to Akron. There wasn't the housing.
My name is Dave Lieberth. I'm a historian. I've been writing history for 40 years in various ways, books, magazine articles, doing speeches on the city, and studying the movements that made Akron the city that it is today. It was the music of the hills that they listened to and performed. We don't have a great canon of what that music was. And even though I've studied a lot of Akron history, I've not encountered any kind of canon of what we would today would call country music, I guess, bluegrass music. What we do know is that there were bands. They did put together musicians. They did have mass gatherings. One of the mass gatherings every year was the West Virginia Day Picnic. And at one point in time, during the 1940s, 1950s, they would attract some years 30,000 people.
The music paired with that episode is Northeast Ohio honky tonk band Corey Grinder and the Playboy Scouts. Well, she's such a sassy mama, and it makes me think I'm gonna explode. Yeah, she digs chucking music and she dances to my bang. Where she boogie got my heart a sinking in the sand, and if she called me up and said she'd be all mine, I pinch myself and it's not a dream. I'll be making double time across a few state lines to my honky-talking beautiful. You know, you hear stories about Akron's jazz scene back in the day and Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's so cool to hear it presented in this way with the music.
We hope that it also helped keep people engaged, because I'm always worried in this day and age when we're down to like the era of TikTok and that when people have a 1 minute attention span, if you throw too much information at them, are they just going to kind of drift away? So bringing the music in and bringing the interviews with some of the bands and stuff like that, we just try to kind of mix it up and keep it as light as possible while still kind of just focusing on the story that we wanted to tell.
I mean, it was a lot of work, but we pulled it off. We came together, we delivered it, and we put a lot of people to work. A lot of people in Summit County and Akron had jobs and got to play live music and got paid. It felt really great on the very last event in early September, where we actually had a live outdoor concert and we saw people live face to face. So that was a lot of fun too.
You can find links to all of the Akron Heritage Music Project episodes and concerts at wksu.org/shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, WKSU.